Now, as well as biological improvements, many of today's sporting successes are down to advances in technology as well. Professor Guangzhong Yang is directing the Esprit project at Imperial College London, where his team are developing a network of body sensors to track every move an athlete makes. And I caught up with him at the Science Museum in London to find out more about how they work.
Traditionally for sports science, the performance measurement is done in the laboratory setting. In those laboratory settings typically involve large equipment, big markers attached to the body. And for general sports science, it's fine in terms of understanding how body function and so on. But for elite athletes, you want something that is small, non-intrusive, figuring out ways of how do we improve the consistency and also competitive advantage of the athletes.
So I guess there are kind of two benefits, really. You're getting people out of the lab and in their real setting, so you can actually see how they would perform, say. And you're also trying to be as unobtrusive as possible.
That's correct, yes.
So we're in the Science Museum at the moment, where you've just launched a temporary exhibition in their antenna section. And we've got one of your sensors here, just in front of us, and it essentially just looks really like a hearing aid, but a bright blue one.
That's right. This particular sensor is called the Earworm Activity Recognition Sensor. Now let me ask you, if I want to detect a problem with your ankle or your knee or the way how you walk or run, where would you position your sensor?
I'm thinking around the ankle or the joints there, but this one won't go there.
That's right, yeah. So this sensor that is put behind the ear and is exactly to measure that. Think for a moment how our human body actually control our balance and motion. Where's our sensor positioned?
In the ear, because essentially that's what balance and things like that, isn't it?
That's right. In the inner ear, you have semicircular canals to control the balance and so on. And so our design is very much a replication or by design that will use the sensor, put behind the ear, and monitor your gait, which is how you walk or how you run, and also other biomotion factors or indices. So if you have a problem with your ankle or your knee, you actually will try to compensate that and to alleviate the pain, and therefore changes your gait. And use this, then you'll be able to pick up those sounds.
If I had this ear sensor on right now, mm-hmm. and I'm walking along mm-hmm. just in a straight line, what can mm-hmm. you monitor about me in this moment?
So this will measure what we call ground reaction force. So when you walk, you have the heel strike, then you transfer the body weight, and then you have the toe off, then you swing, and so on. And with this, you can actually see this waveform, the two peaks as you see here. Typically, you have to measure this in the laboratory. You either use a pressure insole, i.e. sensor putting your shoes, or you use the force plates, which tend to be expensive. And the advantage here is that you can do this in free living environment.
And is it mainly this kind of movement, so things like gait, or are there other factors being monitored too?
It can also be used for monitoring your body trunk motion, so the general posture. Of course, then when you add more sensors onto your body, you can actually recreate all your arm movements and also all the detailed postures, almost like what you do for animation. The thing here is that you can see the evolution of those sensors that we have made over the last 3-4 years. It really has shrunk by 500 times. You see the little sensor towards the right, which is the size of your small fingernail.
Yeah, just less than a centimeter squared.
That's right. Yeah, it will measure all these things. It's got the wireless transmission, and also it has onboard processing, and also can interface other sensors as well.
How really does the sensor work? So it's on my ear, and it's got this chip inside monitoring so many things, but how, I guess, does it monitor all of this?
In this one that has got a very simple sensor is a 3-axis accelerometer. So it's a sensor that will measure both your static and also dynamic inertia. Your orientation with regard to the gravity when you are static. Also, when you are moving, when you have acceleration, it will simply impose that with the gravity. So it's a combination of both what we call the static and also dynamic inertia. With this, then you can induce motion information. So, for instance, if you integrate that, it will give you the velocity information. And if you dare to integrate again, it will give you the position and so on.
And so I'm imagining that this is particularly useful for sports where people are kind of moving just their body, and things like gait and speed perhaps are important. So runners?
For runners, absolutely. Also for others as well. Cycling and other sports, rowing and so on. But it has many applications.
But as well as, say, the ear sensor, you are developing a sensor network, really. So next to this one, there is a very clear patch with a distinct chip in the middle of it.
That's right. This particular sensor is to measure, you know, biochemical information, in this case the lactate from the sweat, as a surrogate marker that look at, well, you know, muscle exertion and so on.
So lactate is something that people produce, I guess, as they do a lot of exercise, and this is a way to monitor how much they're producing.
That's right. This is the byproduct it generates.
And is sweat quite a good, accurate kind of summary of how much lactate someone makes?
In true fact, it's not, because sweat can be contaminated by a lot of other things that, you know, in terms of biochemical content, in terms of pH, lactate, and so on. But this is the very convenient way of getting that biochemical information. Of course, that, you know, drawing blood is not something that you want to do for athletes regularly.
Will there be eventually a variety of sensors? Because it's mentioned that the Esprit project will be looking at a range of sports and a range of types of factors in sport. So as well as someone's speed or gait, things like wheelchair motion or rugby collisions.
Absolutely, yes. We have developed a very small sensor that can be used for track the wheelchair, clip onto the axle, look at the training power output and also its position in the court. And all this information is very helpful in terms of looking at the force exertion as well as the, potentially the tactics by the athletes. You can, you know, integrate the sensor as a patch to be worn by the on the body or into the garment or into a helmet and all sorts.
With these sensors, have they been trialled, say, on any athletes? And have you seen, I guess, the way that they can benefit training?
Yeah, we are, you know, using this for a range of training exercises and things. It's really the direct benefit is that you get the real-time information and also you get quantitative information. The sensors itself will not be able to make a medalist because it is really the work of the athletes, the coaches and all the support team. What we are contributing here is really one small facet of the entire training regime, really, to help to maintain the competitive advantage.
Professor Guangzhong Yang from Imperial College London.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.